Welcome back to Straight Up with Stassi. Okay, guys, it's time to pour it out. Dracarys, bitches. Haven't said that in a while. Welcome to the show, you guys. It is our Pour It Out episode. And I am here with my COO, my COO, Lo French.
Hi.
Y'all.
We're tired.
We literally just got off the airplane. That's why I look the way that I look.
Same.
Right now.
Don't judge.
No, there's you. Don't you dare judge. Don't you dare. That's why I look like that. Yeah. We just got off the plane. I have not even seen my daughter yet.
Yeah.
That's how committed we are to our jobs.
You're welcome.
No, like that's how committed we are. We have been touring. We just got back from Dallas and flew all day long. And got off the plane, got into our car, and we're like, you know what? This is literally the only time that we can record this podcast before next week. Because we're leaving for our next leg of the tour Monday. So, like, I get Saturday and Sunday with Hartford, and Monday I got to get all the things done to, like, get on the red eye. So this was the only time we could do the episode. So I have not seen my daughter yet, all because... Honestly, this is for Patreon people.
It's true. Because otherwise you could do audio.
Otherwise I would have done the audio on tour. We would have recorded this podcast on tour, but because the Patreon peeps have the ability to have the video version of this, I just said, "You know what?
We got to do it.
Screw my kid. You know, screw quality time with my kid."
I will say you're very good about like making sure that whatever you promise, you deliver on, especially with Patreon. No, you always do that. You're like, no, we have to. Like, this is something that they subscribe to. Like, they're important. We have to give them what we say we're going to give them.
When I tell you that last week when Bo and I didn't do the video version because there was no time, that I still think about that daily.
I know.
I still think about it daily. Like, I made up for it. You guys.
Oh.
Oh my God, I made up for it because I felt so bad. Again, like, I really do feel that way.
Yeah.
People are subscribing to this, you know, the Patreon version, The Good, The Bad, The Baby, and prescribing to the Patreon version for Straight Up with Stassi. And I've said what I'm going to deliver. And because it's like people's hard-earned fucking money, like, I have to deliver on every single one of those things. I don't care if I'm on my deathbed. Like, we have to make it happen.
Yeah.
So the fact that for The Good, The Bad, The Baby, we didn't have the video portion last week, I've thought about it every fucking day since. How guilty the guilt is eating me up. So to make up for it, while I was on tour, I filmed for like an hour and a half.
45 minutes.
No, I felt like it was longer than that. It was only 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, 45 minutes.
It was long.
A get ready with me. So like I filmed my makeup, my tour makeup routine, all of that. I'm like, I'm going to commit so that I could give the Patreon, The Good, The Bad, The Baby Patreon subscribers something to make up for the fact that we weren't able to film.
Yeah. But you know how get ready with me's are like 30 seconds of just like, while you're doing your mascara, you're telling a story. No, this was like video keeps running through the whole thing.
And honestly, I don't know how people do these get ready with me's and like cut them down because do you know how hard it was though for us to even transfer the files? Like it took Lo and I days, different Wi-Fis, connecting to different hotels, trying different alternatives.
AirDrop, shared iCloud albums,
Dropbox. We tried everything to get them onto her phone, but the files were too large. That like, how do people do these little TikToks and these reels and post them the day of? It takes so long.
I think that what they do is literally record like 10 seconds of the step and then turn it off and then do the rest of the thing, record another 10 seconds, turn it off. And it's like, it just looks like they're doing it.
Okay. You know what I think is interesting about that is that I'm incapable of it because I came from the land of reality TV.
Fair.
Where you film everything, you film it the whole way through and then you cut it down to the most entertaining moments.
Yeah.
You don't just like start and stop. So if I would have came of age in the time of TikTok, maybe I would be someone who would know how to just start and stop and get all the points in that you need to get while you're recording.
Right.
I don't work that way because I was taught that you film
the whole thing
and then you cut it down so that not to bore people.
And there are some funny moments in there. There is But what can people look forward to? Your neck looking dead.
Yeah, my neck. Yeah, the color definitely made me look dead. I tried a new contouring bronzer that
didn't work.
Taylor thought made me look insane. I personally liked it.
It
for
looks
the stage.
Like a bruise.
For the stage.
Sure.
For the stage.
Yeah, it was
bruises.
Great.
Bruise. A purple contour is fine.
All the people who ask exactly what products, they'll get all of those.
All of them. You guys, I did the whole thing. I showed the camera and I pointed and I did that, like, you know, the tap thing where it goes like this, where it's like, now I'm going to use this color. And I'm like, it's A31. I don't know. It's an old one, but I'm just going to, yep, I'm going to dab this one in the corner. I like did full. I was a full blown influencer.
Good job.
Thank you. You know, I'd like to like keep doing it and making that content for people, especially the Patreon subscribers.
Yeah.
But how does anyone have the time?
We're just going to have to teach you how to do it shorter.
Okay.
Shorter clips.
Maybe it's like, do we need to hire somebody else?
To edit them. While we're on tour, maybe. Because
you don't
it's
have
a lot.
The time. Yeah. You know, I feel like this is a good time and a good opportunity to just like really shine a light on all of your skills.
Oh, thanks.
Because you guys, I don't think anyone like truly realizes like what goes into a podcast tour. And not every tour, because a lot of people who podcast tour, which like, honestly, sometimes I wish I did this. They go on stage and they have, yeah, they just like have their computer and their podcasting equipment and they actually like record a podcast.
Right.
And that, think of all the money that they're making because they don't have to like put money into the show. So I'm like, they actually are really smart. Like podcasters who do it like that are like really, really smart.
They are smart. But you have something about like putting on a show.
So there's something that like, I think it's because I was a theater kid.
Probably.
I was president of the drama club, you guys. I won most talented in my senior class.
Of course
because
you did.
I played Gypsy Rose Lee. You know?
Gypsy Rose Lee?
You know the Broadway show Gypsy?
She's I've heard of it. Character. I haven't seen it.
It's a great one.
Wow. Okay. Do we have any footage of that?
You know what kills me is that when I was, I did have it. And when I was in college, one of my guy friends was like, can I please borrow this? Because I need to show my fraternity brothers. And I let him borrow it. And I was like, listen, if you borrow this, you have to give it back. Like one day I'm going to want this footage. I'm going to want to show my children.
Oh no.
And he never gave it back. And so I still like have his number and I wonder if it's the same number, but like he wouldn't have it.
Let's call him.
It was like 10 years ago.
I don't care. Let's call him.
Be like, hey,
whatever happened
Tyler.
To that?
Wait, hold on. Tyler. Shout out Tyler Ingram. I'm calling you out. Your
Guys,
last name.
Khaleesi's. Go get it.
Go get him.
Go get it.
Do you still have my Gypsy footage? Because if you do, I will put the whole fucking thing on Patreon.
Wow.
So people go after him. I swear.
Oh my God.
I need to get it back. Tyler Ingram. I'm pretty sure he still lives in California. Hopefully.
Wild.
Yeah. Anyway. Why did I, oh yeah. So because of my theater, my teenage years in the theater, I feel like that's why I have to like make this podcast tour more of a show.
Yeah. When we started, we were like, oh, it's just going to be like intimate, like scaled back.
Literally, that's like, what we said.
It'll just be like fun and like simple.
Nope. No, not at all, you guys. Like, this show is so much better than even the one we did before.
Which is crazy.
It's so crazy.
Because you had the whole set
I
and
know.
Everything.
I
like,
had a whole giant set before. But I think that we relied too much on the set and not enough on like entertaining people.
Right.
On like really like focusing and like providing good content.
Mm-hmm.
Like I relied on the magic of a set. And so this time around, we like have, I, you guys, I've put my heart and soul into this. So has Taylor, so has Beau, and now so has Lo. Like we've put our heart and soul into this and I'm so proud of it. And everyone who comes to the show and has seen the one that we did 3-4 years ago is like, holy shit, like, this was so amazing. This was so much better than the last one. Like, I don't remember laughing this hard in the last one. Like,
yeah.
This was so funny.
Which but is the best compliment.
Truly the best thing that you could say to me. But I feel like, I don't know how to explain just how much you do. Like, you already help in, like, every single, like, move of my career and, like, what I do on a day-to-day basis. But now you are like a theater technician. Like, you guys, she has a giant binder.
Yes.
What is it called?
It's a Bible.
It's a Bible for the show.
It's a video Bible.
And she is in control of like the lights, the when certain things happen, but like not just like the technical parts of our show. She's also has to deal with scheduling and deal with the entire crew and all of the people at the theaters. And if anything goes wrong, it's up to her. Like, she has to do everything, and you are doing such a fucking phenomenal job.
Thank you.
It's insane how you're somebody who's just good at everything.
I take that as a compliment. Thank you. I feel like I've actually kind of been that way my whole life.
Really?
Like, I pick up on things pretty fast. If someone shows me how to do something, usually I know how to do it, unless it's something that takes like serious talent.
I mean,
like some sport or something.
I would say that what you're doing right now takes talent. Like, there are people who their careers are this.
I know. It's crazy. It's actually been a really cool like learning experience, because I feel like after college, like, you don't necessarily learn new skill sets a lot, especially if you like choose one career route and go with it.
Yeah.
But doing this tour with you guys this time around, I've had to like learn a whole new language with all of these lighting and audio cues and what different backwashes are called and everything. And just like how this industry works is so crazy.
I kind of feel bad. I feel bad for like people who like are working in the theater, because I feel like you're taking their jobs. Like,
sorry.
When I think about the last tour, we traveled with like a crew of like four, sometimes five people.
Yeah.
And now looking back on it, I'm like, Lowe's doing, besides like putting up the set, because they would have to put up the set every venue we got to. So besides that, like, that's something that you couldn't do. But like, you're doing everything that all of them did.
Well, so you had a crew who came in and they ran your whole show. So they were doing the lights, the sound and everything. I'm coming in and I'm delegating to the people who work at the venue, the lighting guy. I'm saying, okay, here's what we want at each moment. The sound guy, here's what we want at each moment. So it's a similar thing, but yeah, not quite as involved as the other crew. The thing I think we've learned is like, you can do it two ways.
Yeah.
And one way is much less expensive.
That's what it's all about, you guys. This time I'm like, I'd like to make the most amount of money from this tour as possible. I had so many sources of income back in 2019 that I like didn't really care about how much I made from the tour. I was like, whatever, this is just so much fun. I want it to just be a grand show. I don't care what it costs. Now I have a family. I have a baby on the way. I don't have as many sources of income.
Right.
Like, I care more about how much I'm making. It's important. So I'm like, I have to cut costs where I can. Like, so Lo, I need you to do everything.
But no, you're so much more involved in your business now too, though,
than
you were then. Like, then you were like, hey, I want to do this. And people were like, okay, here's how. And you just kind of said, okay. And now it's like, well, what are the different ways we can do it? What do I want to do? What makes the most sense?
Yeah.
You're a boss.
I am a boss. And see, you have to become, when you get fired from all your jobs, the you only route that you can take is the boss route.
Yeah, true.
There's no other route, but no other way to go.
It's working.
Yeah. No. And it feels good, because I feel like in control of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it would take a lot to like knock me down again.
Also, selfishly, back then, I really wanted to go on tour with you guys. So I'm like living that out.
So
now
you're living it. Yeah. I'm so glad. I'm so happy for you.
You know, the 3 a.m. wake up calls, I'm cursing you, but like the rest of it's fun.
I mean, listen, I'm not the one who chose the route.
That's true.
So the 3 a.m. wake up calls are not my fault.
True.
I blame my agent. I didn't choose to have like this city right after this city.
I know.
I would have organized it a little better. I would have said, hey, maybe, no, we can't have days off because I need Hartford.
No, we've already learned a lot.
Yeah. And can I just say, I don't know how, what, like, working parents, and like, there are so many people who have kids who don't have the luxury of they have to go back to work, like, right after they have kids. And I don't know how they live like that. Like, I don't, like, I have so much fucking respect for working parents. And yes, I have been a working parent since I became a parent, but I work from home for the most part. This is the first time I'm having to experience being away from Hartford. And it hurts so, I'll cry. It hurts so much. It hurts. I physically feel it. Like, the fact that I haven't seen Hartford yet, I'm in my fucking house and I haven't seen her yet. It's like, I physically feel the pain. And I'm like, now I know exactly what it's like for a working parent who has to leave the house and go to work and not be with their kid during the day. And it's excruciating.
Well, and you're lucky again, even with that, because she's with your mom.
Totally.
And with
yeah.
a really trusted caretaker, Sonia. There are some people who have to go to, kids have to go to daycare or like places where they might, you know, not necessarily want to send them when they could send them with a family member.
Totally.
So, no, it's but like, yeah, it's that's that, tough.
God, it's so tough. And like, I feel the mom guilt is so real. Mm-hmm. Just like being away from her where I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Like when I'm not on stage, I'm literally like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm not with my kid. I'm like in this hotel room, like watching a TV show, doing my makeup to get ready to go on stage. Like, what am I doing? I'm not with my kid. I'm not with my kid, but I'm making money to
for her.
Take care of my kid. Like I have to do this thing. This is how I make a living. So like it's a mind fuck. And I understand mom guilt and I understand working parents in a whole new way now because it is so hard. Like it really is. And I just keep telling myself this is just like for a few months. This will all be over at the end of June. And I'm enjoying every second of it. I love touring.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. I wish I could do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm just trying to remind myself, okay, like you only have these few months to tour and experience this. And then when it's over, you are going to be like 2 days away from giving birth.
Yeah, like full mom.
You're going to be at home with Hartford every fucking day. Then you're going to have another baby. You're going to be home with both the babies every fucking day. So like, just enjoy it while you can. So I'm trying to just, I'm trying to tell myself that.
Yeah. But do you think it would be easier if she were older?
I don't know because I don't know what it's like to have an older kid.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I'm experiencing her ages for the first time.
I guess if she was older too, she would be able to say like, wait, don't go.
Oh,
I want you to stay.
My
that,
God.
So that might actually be harder now that I'm thinking
totally.
About it.
Well, now I'm thinking about because, you know, we all of us love touring. Mm-hmm. So we're like, we want to do it again next year. Like whether that's in like the UK or in Australia because, you know, Vanderpump Rules was big there and yeah. all that stuff. Like there's and a lot of my listeners are there. Or whether it's just different parts of the country that we haven't been able to go to. But I'm like, I can't leave two babies at home. They would have to come with me.
I want them to come.
But then that's so expensive that it's like, is it even worth touring? Because you're spending so much to have your babies with you. That's extra hotel rooms. That's you have to bring a nanny or your mom or like somebody with mm-hmm. you. Like it's just, it's a lot. So it's working parents, man.
Something
it's,
to think about.
It's... Yeah,
we'll I figure know. That out.
Anyway, so that was a good little catch up. I feel like we should get into it. I've listened to a bunch of y'all's questions, and there are some good ones. So why don't we play the first question? Also,
right.
you guys on tour, we're doing a pour it out portion.
Oh, it's so fun.
Where people from the audience are texting a number that we bought
mm-hmm.
before the show. So like we're backstage. Reading everyone's text messages, getting the funniest questions, and then we ask whoever's in the audience to stand up. Like sometimes they do stand up and get involved, and other times like they're too embarrassed, I guess, and just don't want to show themselves.
Well, but, some of the questions are very revealing.
I know. Like, but like that's like honestly, it's my favorite part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
That is my favorite part of the tour, is that moment. But yeah, just thought I would just like share that tidbit.
Yeah, if you go on tour, you can text the same number that you call, which yeah. is, do you know it?
844-666-SUWS.
Boom.
Also, if you'd like to be featured on the next Pour It Out episode, you can call and leave a voicemail and hopefully it'll be a good one and I'll pick it. But yeah, okay. First question.
Hi, Stassi. This I just wanted to start out by saying that I'm so proud of you, and I've been watching you for a while, but I have been going back and forth about breast reduction, and I know this is a TMI topic, so if you don't want to talk about it, then totally don't. But I remember you talking about it on Vanderpump quite a while ago, and I am just so done with not feeling comfortable in my clothes, and I can't even find a swimsuit that fits me. And so I just wanted to hear like your thoughts about it, what you think, and like how your recovery was, and if you like suggest it for people. All right. Well, thank you. Goodbye.
All right. The breast reduction mm-hmm. question. I get so many pour it out questions about this.
Yeah.
And I always think like, well, I don't feel like everyone will be able to relate to it, so I'm not going to choose the breast reduction question. But they keep coming in, and I feel like, you know, I guess it's been a while since I've discussed the breast reduction, that maybe everyone needs a refresher.
Yeah, give it to them.
The breast reduction, also slash lift, I got both, you guys. Not just a reduction, but also a lift. Best fucking decision I ever made for my body, ever.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, if you are somebody who is considering it, I have never met one person who's had a breast reduction who said, I regret doing that. Not one.
Yeah.
Not one. I've never seen one comment, one message. I've never met anyone who did. It's like when you, it's like people who have babies.
What do you mean?
Where I'm like, people are like, no one ever regrets having their baby. You know what I mean? Like, no one ever looks at their baby and is like, I wish I didn't have you.
I would hope not.
But you know, it's like, that's how I feel about breast reductions. Okay. Breast reductions are like babies. They bring so much.
Them.
They bring, they're scary.
Right.
And it's a big life change.
this just went such a weird direction.
But they bring so much joy.
So much joy.
All right. Let me go through the cons first.
Okay.
Because there's way more pros. Okay. There's literally one con. That's okay. It. And that is that when you have a, I'm not sure if the scars are from the lift or the reduction, but either way, most people who get a reduction get a lift.
I think so too.
Yeah. You, it's not like, yeah, I guess maybe you could do one or the other, but why would you? You're already in there.
Right.
Why not also lift them?
Yeah.
The only con is that you get these anchor scars that go from your nipple down and then like an anchor all underneath and to the sides, which for me, I did not give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. I'm not one of those people that is like, but I want my boobs to look perfect. Like, for what? For what?
Right.
No, like, that didn't make a difference to me. But I understand that some people, they might have a thing with scars. Mm-hmm. And that might make them feel uncomfortable. So that, let me just warn you, is the only, I think, downside to a breast reduction lift. But you guys, they raised your nipple like 7 inches.
They raised your nipple.
My
like
nipples
7 inches.
Were raised 7 inches. So besides not having heavy boobs anymore, besides feeling like I could wear a million times more things, mm-hmm. like clothing, like fit so, the way that you dream about your clothing fitting, that's what happens when you get the breast reduction. So like besides all of that, they also lift your nipples if you want to. So like my nipples used to completely point down. And now no matter what, however, like my weight fluctuates, I've had one baby, I'm pregnant with my second. So my boobs have done all sorts of stretching, expanding, and then going smaller again and being tugged on from breastfeeding, just like all the things, no matter what, even when I like got to like my lowest weight after Hartford.
When you had pancakes.
And I had pancakes, small boobs, and it made me sad. And there was like zero mass or volume in there.
Yeah.
I still had the perkiest nipples that were up here. So like,
great.
I still felt attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't say enough about it. And the recovery time, y'all, first of all, maybe like don't do as I do, but like they say, like don't drink, don't move around, all that. I'll never forget, I got my breast reduction. Sheena Menina, one of my like childhood friends, flew in for it so she could like take care of me. And Katie and Kristen came to the office and then came over after. So like they threw like this like girly party.
They made
like wine jello shots. They made like fun cocktails, ordered food. I had those jello shots and those cocktails. So like they say, don't drink. I did.
Right.
They say like, don't do things for like a month. I did. I was filming Vanderpump Rules interviews, I think like a week later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was wearing a dress, like not for like you're supposed to wear the
sports bra thing.
The sports bra, but for just like 2 hours out of the day.
Yeah.
Like I would just wear my dress. Like I made it work.
I think everyone's bodies are different, you know?
Maybe my body's just meant for surgery and alcohol.
I think so. I think that's what it is. My mom actually just got one earlier this year.
How does she feel?
It's life-changing for her. It really is.
Yeah.
Like, because she had back pain and everything. And her, I've been telling her for years to do it. And her biggest red flag was like, what is the cost going to be? Mm-hmm. You know, because not a lot of people have extra money to spend on that.
Right.
She went to her doctor and told them about her back pain. She went to physical therapy and then her insurance paid for it.
Amazing.
So like, if you feel like you want to go do that, but you're scared because of the costs, like there are ways to do it. If you can prove that like your giant boobs are like actually causing you pain or discomfort or whatever. No,
that's incredible. And you guys, like, I recently saw a before photo. So I didn't know my doctor has it on.
Boobs?
Yeah, my doctor has it on the website. Like my face isn't attached to it, so no one would know. Like,
but you've showed me one before where it was like one was done and the other one wasn't.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite photo
it's
ever.
It's really fucking scary.
My doctor took a photo of my surgery halfway through with one boob done and the other not.
Terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Wild.
It's Frankenstein. No, it's wild. It is Frankenstein. But recently, before I got pregnant and I was feeling like insecure about the fact that my boobs were so pancakey after Hartford.
Yeah.
I was like, I had been contemplating getting small implants. And so me and Beau went and looked at my doctor's website and we're like, let's just see like what other boobs would look like. Like, I don't know. And all of a sudden we were on one photo and I'm like,
who recognized it first?
Me. Because okay. Beau's never seen my pre.
No, I know. But did he see the new one and was like, wait.
Oh, I can't remember how it went. But I was like, I think those are my pre reduction boobs, and they were monstrous.
They're scary.
They were ginormous and they hung down to like my belly button. They were two different sizes. My nipples went in different directions. Like, I can't believe I like ever had sex before my breast reduction. I can't believe I had the confidence to ever like do anything at all.
You didn't know any different.
That's true.
Also, dudes don't care. They probably loved it.
But I, you know.
Okay, yeah.
You
yeah,
know. Yeah, 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 yeah. You know. Anyway, I highly recommend. I think I answered.
Yeah. I mean, I think she just wanted to know your experience. I think if you're at the point where you've been like thinking about it for a while, you should probably just talk to your doctor and like see.
Yes, 100%. Alrighty, it is no secret that Beau is the chef, the cook in the house, but he's not here 24/7 all day, every day. Sometimes he's out. And that means that I'm in charge of cooking, which is like, it's problematic, okay? Because I am not the best, but I'm not just cooking for myself now. I have a child that I need to feed and make sure she's okay. So for moments like that, we always have a few HelloFresh boxes in our refrigerator, like pretty much at all times. If you don't know what HelloFresh is, with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. So skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. Let me explain, you guys. You know, when you feel like you want to cook something and you want like balanced meals for yourself or your family, like you have to like go and find recipes, then drive to the grocery store, then get a million ingredients and it's expensive. And then when you get home, you're like, oh, I forgot that one ingredient that you have to leave and go back to the grocery store. No, with HelloFresh, there is none of that. And there's over 40 weekly recipes for you to choose from, but you can also choose from over 100 items to round out your order, from snacks and easy lunches to desserts and pantry necessities. So no more scouring the grocery store for that one ingredient to complete your recipe. And you know what I just found out that I'm going to use the next time I have throw a party or have people coming over, just like having a get together. I didn't realize that with HelloFresh Market, you can order like crowd pleasing appetizers, snacks, sides, and more just for your parties and things like that. So how easy is that? So go to HelloFresh.com/Stassi16 and use code Stassi16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Stassi16 and use code Stassi16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. Alrighty, next question.
Hey, Stassi. This is Laura calling in from Baltimore. First of all, congratulations on your new tour. I got to see you in Philly a few years ago, and I can't wait to come back and see you again, maybe DC this time. But I'm calling because I need some help. I need some relationship advice, I think. So I've been with this fantastic guy for 3.5 years now. We've been living together for 3 years. We have an adorable puppy together named Bubbles because of my love of champagne. And everything's literally perfect in a relationship. We have friends in common. Our families love each other. We like to travel together. The only thing is, he hasn't proposed to me. It's been 3.5 years. What the heck is going on? We've talked about it a little, but there's no ring in sight at this point. Keeps promising me it's coming, it's coming. Don't worry, don't worry. But like, literally, what do I do? I'm 32, going to be 33 this year. And I need to know what the heck, like, what's my next step? So thanks for any and all advice you guys can offer. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, Laura, first of all, two things first. So excited that you're coming again in Philadelphia. I'm honored that you're coming. You came twice. Two, Lo and I both love that you named your dog Bubbles because you love champs.
So cute. I think
that's something Marie Antoinette would do.
Totally.
Like, that is just like vibes, goals. Like, yes. Okay. Now, obviously, I can't give you any insight into what your boyfriend is thinking because every relationship is different.
Yeah.
Everyone has their reasons for why they're waiting or rushing into things or how they feel. I'm not a mind reader. I have no idea what your situation is. All I can do is relate to you and use my personal experiences to help you to calm the fuck down.
Okay, do Laura? As she says, not as she did.
Yes, do as I say right now, not as I did in the past.
Because she was a psycho.
The summer that Bo proposed, I was maniacal. Mm-hmm. And I regret that so much because it doesn't get you anywhere. First of all, it doesn't help the situation. It doesn't make your boyfriend want to propose more when you're going crazy on him.
Right.
And it doesn't help you to go like your mental health or emotional health to like be worrying and going crazy about it. Like no one wins when you're so focused on it. Like no one wins.
Why do you think you did that? Because I witnessed several an argument because of that.
I think because, okay, if I'm going to be completely honest, it's a few things that are like, it's like the perfect storm of a few things that made me like this. One is the number one thing I've wanted for myself my whole life is children. Mm-hmm. So like I was getting older. And two, I knew that no matter what, the proposal had to be on Vanderpump Rules because that was my career. That was like my life. Like any of our big moments, that's just what it was. It wasn't like an option.
Right.
For us to be proposed to off camera. And like Bo knew that the producers had like had this conversation with him. So I feel like I was spiraling because filming was almost over and it wasn't happening. And if it didn't happen that year, that would have meant that I had to wait a whole nother year and I was ready to have babies.
Right.
And so like it ate me up being like, I can't wait for this. I can't wait for this. I can't wait for this. But like, girl, you don't have a reality show breathing down your neck. This could literally happen at any moment.
Well, and I do. She said she was either 32 or 33. 32 going on 33. So I get the age thing.
Yeah, the age thing. Yeah.
However, it does seem like there's a ring in sight. Because if you're saying he said, like, it's coming, don't worry.
Yeah,
it's
he's
coming,
literally like, telling you that it's coming.
Yeah.
Lady Laura.
Laura.
Lady Laura. That's actually really cute.
That is cute.
Change your handle right now. At Lady Laura. That's really cute. Lady Laura. It is coming.
I think it's coming too.
And it sounds like you guys have such a wonderful relationship, like zero like major problems. Like obviously every couple has like their issues, but it sounds like everything is aligned for you guys to have this like stable, healthy relationship. Mm-hmm. So just like stick with it right now. And the fact that he's telling you it's coming, he would have to be a monster to tell you it's coming and not mean it.
Did Bo tell you it was coming?
Yeah, but like this is the thing.
And did you listen to him?
But I just gave you my reasons why, because I thought, I was like, oh no, like this is the year of Jax and Brittany getting married. So maybe he's not going to propose this year.
Right.
And I'm like, bro, I can't wait another year because I want more than one kid and I'm getting older.
So, Laura, as I said,
do as she says, not as I do. Oh, man. Okay.
Hang in there.
Hang in there. And please report back when it does happen.
Send us the ring.
Send us the invite to the wedding.
Ooh.
All right. Next question.
Hi, Stassi. I know that you have a parasocial relationship with Meghan Merkel in the same way that I have a parasocial relationship with you. And I was wondering, on your perfect day, should Meghan Merkel be forced to be friends with you? What would be the perfect girlfriend day hang that you would make Meghan Merkel fall in love with you? What would you do? How would you host her? Okay, that's my question. Bye.
All right, I am really fucking into this question.
This is so good.
Because it's like living out a fantasy, I guess. But I'm struggling a little bit with all the activities that I would do.
Okay, well, so first question is like, where would this perfect day take place?
Well, no shit. Okay, but is this LA?
I don't know, is it?
Well, then now it has to be. Because ideally it would be... Oh my God. Yes. Let's do LA. Let's do LA.
Okay.
Okay.
So when would the day start?
The day would start midday at lunch and we would go to the Polo Lounge.
Ooh.
But we would bring Archie, Hartford, and Lilibet.
Because Hartford and Lilibet are two different people.
Yes. It's just, you guys,
clear that up.
If you're new here, there has been a rumor for the last year that I lent Hartford to Meghan Markle and Prince Harry in order to pose as Lilibet because Meghan doesn't want a real photo of Lilibet out there, or because she didn't actually have a baby. But everyone thinks that Lilibet is Hartford and that I lent Meghan Hartford.
We literally saw a tweet today.
Yeah.
A new one. Somebody putting pictures of Stassi Bone Hartford in a cornfield next to Meghan and Archie in a cornfield being like, funny how the setting appears to be the same. We see what's happening here. Time to come clean.
Yes.
Terrifying.
Okay.
Okay. So all of you would go you to guys, the Polo
it's like,
Lounge.
No, it's like my favorite rumor that is ever.
Oh, no,
like,
it's great.
One would think I made this rumor up. I love it so much.
Right.
Like,
we couldn't even think like that,
no,
though. Like, that's, I of mean, course we thought they looked similar.
No, totally.
But
it's fucking goals to scary. Have that rumor out there. Anyway, but we would also, it wouldn't be just us. Prince Harry and Beau would be there. And also Doria and my mom, Dana.
Oh, wow.
Because I would want Meghan and I to like, and Harry and Beau, like Beau's so good with people.
Uh-huh.
Beau's like really good at making friends. Like everyone likes him when they meet him. Like he's great at socializing, making conversation. And Harry seems like he has Beau's vibe.
Totally.
So like, I feel like they would get along so well. And while I want our kids to hang out, I want to also socialize. So we would need Doria and Dana
so
there.
So the grandmas can watch the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. It would start off like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have like, of course, like some cocktails.
Oh, it was like the McCarthy salad.
Well, yeah, the McCarthy salad. We would definitely get the crab cake, maybe split souffle.
What do you think she drinks at like brunch?
Mimosas.
Oh, basic.
I feel like she's really basic.
Okay.
But like in a good way, in like sure. A way that I like.
Yeah.
In a way that's me.
What would you have non-pregnant?
Non-pregnant, Aperol spritzes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's like all I want in life ever. like really morning, noon, and night
okay. Until
I die. Just give me Aperol spritzes and I'd be fine. So after that, our kids would obviously have to go back with the grandparents to take their naps.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm struggling on what to do here. It's like, do we, I think we stay a group.
Okay.
Because it takes the pressure off being like, are we like, do we really get along? Are we like that great of friends? Like, could we really be good friends? Like, it might, like, if the boys were to leave too, mm-hmm. It might be too much pressure on me and Meghan.
Okay.
To like, really like, you know, like, what if there was like one, something that we didn't like agree on? It would like, it would kind of like highlight that awkwardness if we were alone.
Fair. I just feel like she's so easy breezy. That like even if there was something, she'd be like, "Don't worry about it."
And that's
like,
a really just good keep point. Going, that's know? A good point. So this is where I'm struggling with what we would do next as a group.
Well,
but like this is the thing. I also think we stay a group because Beau is an asset.
Right.
He's an ally in this cause for me to like be friends.
He
with
makes
them.
You more likable.
Yes. So we keep him around. We keep Harry around.
Okay.
What activities are there to do in Los Angeles?
Well, if you're already in Beverly Hills.
We don't need to stay in Beverly Hills because, like, I don't want to go shop around Beverly Hills. It's, like, lame.
Would you want to go to another restaurant? Would you want to, like, trek
that
up
would
to
be
Malibu
dinner.
To, like, somewhere with a view for, like, a cocktail?
No, you know what? This is what I would do. I got it.
What would you do?
I would say we're all going to go get like funny, like baseball hats or like bedazzled baseball hats. I did this once with Bo when we went to Universal Studios.
Okay.
And we're going to go on like a Hollywood tour.
Oh, that's fun.
So it's an activity. We could either do like a bus tour and like just have fun on the bus, or we could go like in like, they could be in disguises so that so with the hats.
I'm picturing like the Kardashians when Khloe, Kylie, and Kendall like did the prosthetics.
No, that takes too long. Okay. I just mean like a fucking baseball, like just
we
like
would a, all be recognized in like 3.2 seconds.
Okay, like good enough. Then we'd get like sweatshirts, Hollywood sweatshirts, whatever. Just like things. Also, no one's, let's just say we walked down Hollywood Boulevard and like went into Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, the Wax Museum. No one would expect to ever see us. So like, I don't think we'd be, I wouldn't be recognized, but I don't even think they wouldn't be recognized.
I do. There's probably a wax figure of them in there.
This is a dream. This is a fantasy.
Okay.
So I just feel like going from restaurant to restaurant can be kind of dull. Mm-hmm. You need to put an activity in there, and shopping is just like not as fun anymore. I prefer to do that online.
Okay.
I just like don't get the same joy anymore out of shopping in person. And I'm not really big on hiking.
No, really?
So, and it's not Christmas time. I mean,
is it
Halloween time.
Is it though? What if it was?
This is my dream.
This is your dream. Ideal day.
Oh my God, you guys, the sky's the limit. Wait.
Is it Christmas? Are we going to the Grove?
No, she definitely would be recognized there. She would know. She would totally be recognized there.
What if in this dream, she's not recognized and neither are you?
No, because I want the dream to still be realistic.
Okay.
Okay.
So then... Okay.
Let's just say it's Halloween time. I prefer Halloween time in this scenario. Okay. So after we have our fun little day doing doing the Hollywood stuff, then it's time to like go back to our respective places where we can like get ready. Mm-hmm. We take our kids. No, kids can't go to a haunted house. They're too young.
They could have gone to a pumpkin patch in the afternoon.
We could maybe do that. But we could, okay, just the four of us, me, Bo, Megan, and Harry, we could go to like Haunted Hayride, the haunted houses there, mm-hmm. or Universal Horror Nights, and then end. I've figured this one out. And like, I really hate that Sandoval and Raquel went here after the reunion because like, this is my place, okay?
Which place?
I'd want to go to Musso and Frank after.
Oh.
End the night. And just FYI, my grandparents had been taking me there since I was a little kid. It was like a Schroeder family place.
Oh, yeah. It's a staple in old Hollywood.
Yes. Yeah, like you go there and like families have been going there for like decades and the same people still work there that have worked there for like fucking 50 years. And it's like a place that I think about my grandmother whenever I go to. And it's just so cool and old Hollywood classic. And I just feel like it's just so my vibe.
You know that they have apparently the most authentic fettuccine Alfredo.
So have fun you heard that fact story? About me, I don't like fettuccine Alfredo.
Who are you?
I don't know.
Okay, well, fun fact, Marilyn Monroe went to Italy to shoot a movie and she came back to Musso and Frank's and was like, I had this pasta with white sauce and the guy's name was Alfredo in Italy. And they called this dude to get the recipe. That's like the folklore for Musso and Frank's.
What great folklore.
Yeah, it's like on their website and everything. You could read about it.
That
is
so fun.
They called to get like the original Alfredo recipe and then they put it with the fettuccine.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I hope that's true.
Me too. I'm going to believe it.
Well, so I feel like we would have like a fun haunted house excursion. Mm-hmm. Again, another activity. So you're not just eating at restaurants.
Yeah.
And then we'd end on like a late night dinner at Musso and Frank's. And again, I'm so annoyed that Sandoval and Raquel, like now when people hear Musso and Frank's, if they've seen Vanderpump Rules, they think of Tom and
I mean,
Raquel.
I didn't even know that. I choose not to associate them with there because I love that restaurant.
Okay, great. Well, that's what I would do.
Wow.
I think that's a really good day.
That's so fun.
Right?
Now, I just have a weird curveball question.
Okay.
Like, if it was Blake Lively instead of Meghan Markle, like, would the day change? Or is that just your ideal, fun LA day
I think that's
in
just,
October?
It wouldn't change. I think that's just, like, my ideal, like, a fun day. Like, wow, what a great day we had. Now, I could maybe swap out the Hollywood tour for another activity.
I feel like you're cooler than that.
No, but that's the thing. I've been begging Bo to do this.
A Hollywood tour?
I've been dying to go into Ripley's, believe it or not, dying to go to the Wax Museum. Like sometimes when we're with Hartford and we're like about to go to the Grove, I'm like, why don't we just have like a Hollywood Boulevard day? Like, how fucking random.
Why doesn't he want to?
He's like, it's not that safe. Where are we going to park? He's like, it could be, I feel like we need to plan for it a little bit more. I'm like, okay, excuses. But like, sometimes being a tourist is really fun.
That's true. I've never done a Hollywood tour here because I've lived here.
Oh, they're fun.
It could be fun.
Yeah.
I think I would want to do the TMZ one.
I mean, I disagree.
Why?
Because I'm not into like, that's actually the last tour I would do.
Oh, you want the history.
I want history. I wouldn't want like Kardashian pop culture tour. I don't give a fuck what's like where Kaya Gerber is hanging out right now.
I guess that's true.
I would want to do like an old Hollywood tour, maybe like a haunted LA tour.
That would be fun.
You know, something like that.
You should do one of those like on and off the bus things so you can go into the haunted places.
Yeah. I just think that that would be a really fun activity for me and Megan.
Great.
And Bo could bring like flasks.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I'm not pregnant in this dream.
Right.
This is too fun. Okay. Let's next question. What a great question that was.
It was.
All right.
Hi, Sassy. My name is Megan. And I just want to say, I have loved you from the beginning of Vanderpump Rules. I know that Vanderpump is kind of like a weird thing for you, but your relationship, your growth on the show, and you and Bo truly are relationship goals. I am recently out of a 7.5-year relationship with a man that I truly thought that I was going to spend the rest of my life with. I'm now living on my own. Hashtag, I don't know, solitude, I guess. I listened to your podcast with Jay Shetty, and you really talked about how important solitude was. So for a 27-year-old who's now living on her own, kind of like life just turned upside down, what are your sort of, I guess, steps or tips on how to reach that solitude and that internal growth that you need to be on your own and learn to love yourself and just deal with life as things change? So love you and Bo. Congratulations on your baby boy. I can't wait to see photos. So love you. Bye.
All right, Megan, absolute great question. I'm sorry I'm sorry that like your relationship didn't work out, the one that you thought would. Like, I know that's hard, especially over 7 years. That's really difficult. I will say this. This is a good place to start in just recognizing this fact. You're 27. That is young as fuck. And you say you've been in a relationship for 7.5 years. So you have spent all of your 20s in a relationship. And so much of your 20s is
experimenting, figuring out what you like and don't like.
Yeah, because like you might just like think you like certain activities because it's what you and your boyfriend did together. Boyfriend, she said boyfriend, not girlfriend, right?
No, I'm pretty sure it was boyfriend. Well, I don't know if she said, but your partner.
I think she said he. Okay, I don't want to like mess it up. So like there are things that even types of movies that you think is like the genre that you like, it might not actually be what you at your core genuinely like. It might just be what you're comfortable with because it's what you and your significant other did together.
Mm-hmm.
So recognize the fact that it's now your time.
Right.
It is your time to be selfish. It's your time to figure out exactly what it is that you like, exactly what it is that makes you happy, that gets you excited. And then another, like a good place to start in terms like after like recognizing that fact is make your new apartment or your new home your happy place.
So fun.
Like put thought, effort, care, attention into it. Decorate it exactly how you want to decorate it. Don't think about anything else. Don't think about what he would have liked. Don't think about, well, if you go on dates, will you want to bring a guy back here? No, don't even bother with that.
Yeah.
What do you want to wake up in every day? What do you want to hang out in every day? Like that was like the first step. Like when Patrick and I broke up one of the million times and I got my own apartment, like I spent so many hours decorating my apartment exactly what I wanted it to to look like. And it made being alone and they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it made being home alone fun. It made, like, not having a boyfriend fun. Cause I'm like, I love this environment so much that, like, nothing about this is making me sad. I love that, like, I can eat embarrassing foods while I'm watching embarrassing TV and, like, do whatever bad habits that I had. Like, I could just fully, like, live in it, and no one was there to tell me what to do or make me feel weird about it. Like, there are no rules in your life now.
Yeah.
Like, you have spent all of your 20s having to consider somebody else, and you no longer have to consider somebody else's feelings or thoughts. Like, it is literally, you're going to live your life based on solely what you want to do. When you wake up in the morning on a Saturday, you can do whatever the fuck you want. You don't have to look over at someone and be like, hey, so what do you want to do today? Should we? No. You want to take a trip? I'll also suggest this.
Mm-hmm.
When I became single, I would just take random weekend trips to Santa Barbara. I would, like, just book a hotel, like a nice one that, like, made me feel like, oh, this is special. I would go by myself and just, like, drive for an hour and a half to Santa Barbara, go to restaurants by myself, go on walks, go to a spa, maybe go shopping, and just being in a hotel room where you have room service. And there's like there's so many things that you get to do that you didn't get to do before because you had to consider somebody else.
Yeah. And I would say, like, get little treats for yourself. Like, I love to get, like, a really nice candle, like, and actually spend my time smelling the candles and, like, picking the one I want. Or if you're at the grocery store and you want to get yourself, like, a bouquet of flowers, like, go that extra mile to make your home not only, like, decorated, but, like, the little things you get to do in it are treats too.
Yes, romanticize your life.
Romanticize your life.
Don't rush through anything. So when you are picking out a candle, don't rush through it. Take your time and, like, really enjoy that you are alive and the sun is shining and people love you and you get to pick out a fucking candle right now.
And, like, buy the second one if you can't decide. Buy them both and put it in the closet so you have a backup.
Yes.
Like, do those little extra things for yourself.
And pay attention to the fact that you can. You now have more time to spend time with other people that you may not have been able to before, because being in a relationship takes up like 90% of someone's life, and rightfully so, because you're committing to another human being and being in a relationship with them. But now, like, the friends or family members that you haven't been able to, like, spend that much time with, you get to now.
Yeah.
Go on little, like, day excursions with them. Go out to dinner. Go on little mini trips. There's just, say yes to everything. Now, not everything. Like, if you don't say yes to, like,
weird
drugs
things.
Or, you know, whatever it is, like, weird shit. Like, you don't want to get kidnapped.
Yeah.
But start saying yes to more opportunities, or when somebody asks you to do something, or if somebody comes up to you and introduces themselves to you and you know they're not a murderer, like, maybe.
Give them a chance.
Yeah. Give people a chance. It's just, you're at a place in your life right now. It's such a beautiful place. It's like my favorite place. And I can't wait for Hartford to be at this place in her life where she's old enough to, like, really form who she is. Like, 27, you're old enough to form who you are, and you don't have anyone else to tell you who you are or to influence that. So you get to decide who you are. And that is just such a glorious thing. And I just will never forget that time in my life. I cherish that time in my life and all the alone time that I had. You grow so much as a person. And you just become more comfortable with yourself because you just recognize the things that make you you, and you just start living for yourself. And it's fucking amazing.
Yeah. Some people don't get that opportunity.
Yeah.
And then they live their whole life and end up being in, like, their 50s being like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Who am I? What do I like? Like, shout out to Jay Shetty. His book was literally great on that. And it sounds like you're taking his solitude advice correctly. Like, this is the purpose of it.
And literally, like, your life could go in a million different directions right now. You can be anything you want to be.
That's exciting.
Like, it is so exciting to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Report back.
Seriously. All right, guys. I just heard doors slamming upstairs, which means that Hartford is home. You know, thank God I have a job that I actually really love doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shit could be worse. Coming down here to do this podcast, shit could be way worse. I enjoy podcasting. But I miss my baby, and I'm ready to go hug her and kiss her And thank you guys for listening. Feel free to call in and leave voicemails for next month's Pour It Out episode. Lo, thank you so much for doing this.
Of course, you're welcome.
Bye, guys.
Bye.